Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here with the Inside Outside guys for the next 2 hours on AM 760 WJR. My name is Ken Calverly, and I am the Outside Guy.
And I'm Terry Russell, filling in for the Inside Guy.
Chuck Bridenstine. Yeah. Chuck is on taking a little break vacation, and well-deserved vacation. So Terry Russell agreed to come in and spend the next 2 hours with us talking about your home. You've heard Terry on this station. You hear us talk about Terry on this station. You hear us mention him, or when you send us an email, we're always recommending Terry and his company, Blessed Assurance Home Inspections. Terry, I think we've been friends now for well over a decade.
Yeah, I think I've been on your show for a decade, I think, so, or at least close to it.
I think you have, and you have displayed great knowledge over the years on issues that homeowners need to know, a lot of the little things that homeowners need to know, and you've helped Chuck and I quite a bit, and you've helped so many of our homeowners mm-hmm. over the years. And what most people don't understand about inspection companies like yourself is you don't just need inspection companies when there's a real estate deal involved, right?
Correct.
So many times we refer you because people are having issues, and it's so hard for us to be able to answer those questions. I mean, we get a lot of emails where people are trying to describe a situation mm-hmm. to us, and no matter what we do, we just can't see it. So our suggestion is get a hold of Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance. Have him come out, and then when Terry comes out, why he's there, because look, you run a company. You have to make money.
Yep.
Okay,
and you have got guys to pay.
And you have a minimum charge. Yep. Okay, we're not going to, we can discuss that when people call you. However, your minimum charge will cover usually a lot more than just what you're going out to look at.
Usually.
So our suggestion is for people to have Terry come out and do a full inspection on your house mm-hmm. while he's there. Make a list of what's going on.
Yeah, our minimum charge is almost close to what our home inspection cost is going to cost anyway.
And that is?
We start about $400 for the inspection, so.
Terry, that's so inexpensive nowadays.
Yep.
Did you raise your prices? Because you've been that for the last couple of years.
Oh, we've gone up a little bit last year.
Sounds like a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, we just basically enough to cover our gas. But
yeah, I understand.
You know, but we do a lot of, they start around $400, but we do all kinds of extra services that people can use too. So we can do sewer scoping, we can do chimney scoping, we can do mold testing, radon testing, you know.
So roboting
crawl spaces that fat guys can't get into. So. I resemble that remark.
Were you a nerd in school?
No. Well, yeah, kind of, but I was more of a partier.
Yeah, well, me too. But were you the guy that was on the robot team?
Oh, no.
No, that wasn't you.
No. No, not at all. And I don't build my robots. I buy the robots. Okay.
But not that they're all nerds and messed with robots. But
my kids are, though. They all do the robot stuff.
Okay, do they?
They do. Yeah, I've had my two or three of them have done it in high school now. So.
Okay, cool. Yep. So tell people about that robot.
So if you've ever seen basically what the Mars rover looks like.
We actually have an email waiting. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm waiting to answer email. You're the answer to this email because they have a crawl space the guy can't get into. He needs.
Yeah, so it's, a two-tracked wheel that's got lights all around it. It's got a camera on it. You know, it takes 4K video.
Okay.
So, I mean, we can, most of the time I can do a better job with the robot than I can crawling around on my belly trying to see what's there, because I can actually sit down and look at the video and I'm not wiping spider webs and things out of my way trying to climb through. So
I got to tell you, that's such a great benefit to homeowners, because there are so many. And we're going to talk later about some of the biggest mistakes you see in mm-hmm. the building industry, because you see it all. But there are some crawl spaces that are so tight.
Yeah.
Way too tight. There needs to be a crawl space down there.
No, I can get into about a foot with that robot.
But there shouldn't be a foot.
No. And honestly, I don't like doing those, because if something happens, how am I going to get the robot back?
Well, that was I actually have a question. Do you keep a string tied to the robot?
Well, no, because if you've ever been under a crawl space, everything's hanging, and I mean, it's just going to get wrapped around pillars, and so it's really hard to do that.
Have you gotten it stuck yet?
I have, and I've ended up going into some places I probably shouldn't have gone. I've probably going to get like a pool hook and, you know, pull it out and get something like
just
that.
Just try to get it.
Yeah, it's got a handle on it.
Try to get closer, right? Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. You're listening to Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections. The inside guy, Chuck Bridenstine, is taking a well-deserved vacation. Yesterday, you should have seen Chuck. He was like a kid in a candy store. I mean, just smiles all day long. He anyone who's a parent, you're a parent.
Yeah, I've got a few of them.
You've got a brood. Whenever your kids are all with you,
yep,
you can 100% relax.
Yep,
and absolutely. 100% breathe. And Chuck's going to see his oldest daughter, and he's taking his wife and his other two kids with him. They're all going to be together, and that's just the best feeling in the world. So they're going to have a great time, and that's where Chuck is today. And we got Terry Russell sitting in for Chuck today. And just in a little while, we're going to have Tiffany Buell and Darren Engel from Superior Fence. Buell's Superior Fence is a new team partner. We get so many emails starting here real soon, Terry, about fences.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they're wood fence, steel fence, vinyl fence, people want fences. And that was one of the biggest thing during the COVID, during the supply chain issues. People couldn't get fencing at all.
No, couldn't get anything.
But the fencing was a very big issue. But that's not an issue anymore. And they're family owned for over 25 years, and they're going to come on. And they're going to talk about the best fencing products that are out there. Also, I want to remind people on the 22nd of March, just a couple weeks, the Inside Outside guys are calling all housing professionals, whether you're a contractor, whether you are a realtor, whether you're a mortgage, whether you're an home inspector, come on out and check out the Inside Outside guys. There's going to be dozens of our team partners out there. We want anybody that is involved with the housing industry, you have to go to theinsideoutsideguys.com or the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook to RSVP. That, again, is on March 22nd. Looking forward for everyone being there with us. So, got a full show ahead of us, Terry. Just got to stick around for the rest of the show, right?
I am, yeah.
One thing I want to talk to you about is some of the must-haves. I guess that's the best way to put it. Some of the must-haves that you wouldn't buy a house without.
Okay.
Okay, we'll make sure we get that a little bit more in the show. We're also, like I said, we're going to have Superior Fence come on in just a little while. In the meantime, you heard Jason Head from NECA last weekend and their signature contractors talking about electric vehicle charging and solar. Solar is getting very, very popular with tons of rebates. If you're thinking about solar or EV charging, get a hold of NECA IBEW and their signature contractors. The next segment of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by NECA. Ken Carverly and Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspection.
Good morning.
We are here for almost the next 2 hours taking your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Keep those emails coming to theinsideoutsideguys.com. Any and all of your questions, we are here for you 24/7 there. Terry, how long have you been in the building business?
In the building business?
The building business, yes.
30 years.
30 years. Okay, yep. So you got a little bit of knowledge behind you.
Yep.
And you're a licensed builder now, right?
I'm a licensed builder, yep.
Licensed builder, which is huge. You decide to own or open up a home inspection company when you were in the business for so long. Why do you decide to go that direction? Why home inspection instead of home construction?
Well, it just seemed like a good fit. I remember when I bought my first house in like 2003, and I knew more than my home inspector did.
Okay.
So it was just one of those things that was always in the back of my mind. I lost my job in 2010, as a carpenter, basically.
That's amazing. Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
No.
And you lost your job as a carpenter. Now people can't.
Yeah.
Find a carpenter.
So it was just something that was always in the back of my mind. You know, I had seven kids to support. And so it just, it's, I took the test and got certified and just kind of jumped right in.
But that was a leap of faith
at that time. It absolutely was a leap. I mean, it was a rough time for, you know, we were doing a lot of foreclosures at the time. We really didn't start to, I mean, we were, didn't start to pick up till probably 13.
It was when you really started to get busy and started to see the fruits of your labor.
Yep.
How important is networking in your business?
Oh, it's most important thing. Yeah. That you can do.
What kind of professionals do you like to network with?
I do. Of course, I love to network with real estate professionals. But honestly, construction trades. I mean, I'm always asked this question: who can fix this when I tell them this? And I like to have a good list of guys that I can trust to do that. And sometimes that list gets pretty thin. So, you know, because I'm not going to recommend somebody unless, you know, I know something about them,
right?
And I trust them,
right? So, absolutely. And it's harder and harder to find people to do those little things.
It is, isn't it?
So you recently just bought a house.
I did.
Okay.
Yep.
Who'd you have inspected?
Well, I actually bought it with no inspection.
Okay. I've done that myself.
I walked in and it got inspected. Just it got inspected, just not on paper. We weren't even going to buy this house, and the pictures were so bad online. It was all cell phone pictures, and it was, you know, and we decided we were on the way there. The realtor I was using, his car broke down.
You know the market.
And, you know, this was June, I think. They weren't even going to let us in the house because we didn't have a realtor with us. Finally, he's like, he's a home inspector. He's, you know, and we walked in the house, and I just looked at my wife and I'm like, this is our house. And so,
oh, really?
You told her. Well, we kind of both looked at each other and it was.
You immediately got emotional.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Yeah.
But it was, you know, as I walked through it, I did the inspection. I looked at and I'm like, yeah, this is something I can live with.
So here's one of the reasons I asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you would tell people a house must have and some things you absolutely hate about a lot of homes?
For me, you know, like us, you know, we wanted to live in the country. So obviously we didn't want to live on a dirt road. Crawl spaces. I would never buy a house with a crawl space unless it's been
encapsulated. Okay. So if you bought a house with a crawl space, your budget would be to encapsulate it immediately.
Yeah. Or if it was me, I probably wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
Because I don't want to spend the money to do that, because that's not the fun stuff that when you buy a house, you want to spend your money on the fun stuff.
You know, every time I bought a house, and I wish someone had told me years ago how expensive moving is.
Oh, yeah.
And we moved a few times, but every time I bought a house, even the one up north, I fixed it up. I literally stripped the entire faces of the houses off. We had one, and we are 2 miles down a dirt road. I stripped the entire face, rebricked it, made it look old school with new stone and brick and everything.
Most people aren't going to do that.
No, you're right. But that's what I love to do.
Yeah.
That's like the first thing I do. I love to do that kind of stuff. So you, what was it?
I love to do that kind of stuff, but I know me, and I know those projects on my own take a long time.
And it did.
And so we were looking for something this time that I could move in and, you know. And now, granted, the first thing I had to do was add a bedroom because we needed 4 bedrooms and I only had 3.
How did you add a bedroom?
Well, it had a basement with egress windows.
Okay.
So
there you go.
You know, I had 2 egress windows, one for the basement area and one for where I put the bedroom. Okay. And so now we have, you know, 4-bedroom house. And I put a workshop in.
So you're not a big fan of crawl spaces. What other kind of things do you?
For me, I like to know the roof's in good condition because I don't want to spend the money on
I'm guessing the roof and the foundation.
Roof and the foundation, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, 2 most important parts.
2 most important parts.
But if you had some foundation issues, would it scare you away from the house?
Depends what they were.
Exactly.
Okay. So, you know, there's a lot of repair work that they can do. The problem is I see a lot of the repair work, and it looks good, but we have no idea who did the repair work, what kind of warranties with it.
Did you check? In other words, you think it's had a perimeter drain system put in the basement?
Sometimes, or you see the column, you know, the steel columns where they've had Boeing
cinder block walls.
Okay. And I've seen it on foundations where that have
right. A lot of times, you can go to your city, and if it was done right, if there was a permit pulled, which there should have been,
should have been,
you can find that information at your city.
Correct.
from before he lived at the house.
Yeah, but you know, it's always good to find out what kind of warranty is going to go along with it, because you know, some of the good companies will have a lifetime warranty and it's transferable.
Absolutely.
But there's always stipulations on how it's transferred. And if it wasn't, if it was two owners ago and it wasn't transferred properly, you probably don't have a lot of recourse. So
read the fine print.
And yep.
So when someone has Blessed Assurance Home Inspections inspect their house, mm-hmm. do you do that kind of research for them?
No.
No.
No. Okay. I don't have the time or the manpower to do that. Now, a lot of realtors can do that. You know, and they'll do that, and they'll check into the as part of the sale. But as an inspector, we do not research permits. I can tell you if it looks like it was permitted or not, you know, by the quality of the work a lot of times.
Interesting.
But I can't tell you for sure.
All right, let's talk about the roof. Let's talk about overhangs. Let's talk about gutters. Oh, no, you know what? I apologize. We're going to talk about that after we talk to Tiffany and Darren from T-Buell's Superior Fence. When we get back from this break. In the meantime, recently we just sat down and had a great discussion with Jeff Weaver from Clarkson Window and Door, talking about their phenomenal product. Whether it's windows, whether it's doors, talk about lifetime warranties. Absolutely beautiful product. We're talking Clarkson Window and Door. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. If you need anything housing, make sure you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. And what we suggest to people all the time is if you want to see, touch, and feel, you go to one of the many home shows that we have here in Southeast Michigan. We just had one about a month ago, which was the big one every year, at the Suburban Collection Showplace with the Home Builder Association. And there's another one coming up in exactly a month, which is going to be the Home and Garden Show, which will be April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Suburban Collection Showplace. And that's where you see a lot of the outdoor vendors, a lot of the landscape guys, a lot of the concrete guys, the brick paver guys showing their wares. They put so much time and effort into putting such beautiful.
Yeah, it amazes me what they actually do in that show, shows. So.
At the last home show, and many home shows in the past, we've seen a company that we've talked to, T-Buell Superior Fence. And, you know, we've been looking for a good fence company because we get so many questions when it comes to fences at theinsideoutsideguys.com. And we're going to get a chance to ask a lot of those questions right now. If anybody wants to call and ask, 888-654-GUYS. We're going to talk to Tiffany Buell, who is the owner, and Darren Engel, who is the director of sales at T. Buell's Superior Fence. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Excellent. How are you?
Pretty good.
Great.
Snow is melting, and that's a good thing. It's like a great melt going on right now out there.
So, yeah.
Fencing. Let me ask one question right off the bat, because you guys are the experts and you're going to know. When I put a privacy fence in, do I have to give my neighbor the nice side?
I was just thinking the same question.
So it generally just depends on your city. Every city is different. Some cities do have that requirement that you give the good side to the neighbor. But that's usually, generally speaking, associated with wood products.
Right. Right. Right, so it is. Some cities do mandate if you put a privacy fence in that the posts stay on your side and you give them the nice side of the fence.
Correct.
Interesting. And they're going to call that the finish side.
The finish side. That makes perfect sense. So T. Buell Superior Fence has been in family-owned for 25 years, serviced Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw County. Tiffany, you're the owner. Would you tell us about your company and how it started and how people can hold you? Talk away.
So when I graduated high school, my dad's been in the industry for many, many years. And when I graduated high school, I started to learn about the business. I jumped into a work truck and went on the field and learned how to install fence, and then went over to sales and I've learned basically every asset that you could learn about fencing. So right now we have grown significantly since 2013 is when I graduated, and most of our work consists of vinyl fencing.
What percentage would you say is vinyl compared to the wood or the steel?
I would say we install about 60 to 70% of vinyl products.
Wow. That's a nice product too. So,
the vinyl product.
Yeah.
What about colors when it comes to those vinyl products? How many different colors are there?
So right now there's three primary solid color product, which would be a white, tan. Tan would be almond. Go to a big box store, buy a tan switch plate, that's tan or almond. And then adobe, khaki, or clay, depending on who you're talking to, whose product line they're using. And that's going to be the color that's kind of the darker taupe that you see. It's kind of a really common house color right now. Then there's some wood grain products. Different manufacturers of wood grain probably offer 3 to 5 different colors.
Oh, okay. I really like a lot of the fence masonry looking products, you know, the ones that look like brick and stuff.
Oh, the embossed fence.
The embossed fences.
The Semtech product. Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice product. It's come a long way in the last 5 years.
You know, it really has. I mean, anybody know if it's suspended, you know, off the ground, it's a faux product. It's a fake product. But just the looks of that product in general has came a long way. Tiffany, if I want a fence, if I'm looking for an estimate, walk me through the process, please.
So you would call us at our office, and I would answer, and I would set you up with an appointment to meet with Darren. Darren would come out there and take a look at the project, and, you know, he has samples in this vehicle where he can show the different products that are available, and, you know, he'd go out there, take some measurements, talk to you about what are you looking for, and match the fence to what the homeowner's needs are. And then from there, then we would tell you, okay, what can you do and what can you not do in your city? Because every city has different codes and regulations depending on where you live and what, you know, what does the city need for the fence permit? And then we would, you know, if you decide to go with us, we would sign a contract and we would pull the fence permit, get your material in, and put the fence in.
I really want people to hear what you just said.
That.
Permits. That is, and people think fence, you really need to pull a permit for a fence. That's probably one of the most important things you need to pull a permit for. Because what if that permit was put in the wrong place, or that fence was put in the wrong place? I mean, just a couple of inches. Darren, do you run into that kind of stuff, those kind of mistakes a lot? Do you see that?
It's rare if you're using a professional.
I agree.
Do we see fences that are in the wrong place? Absolutely. They're usually not done professionally.
Right. Well, one of the benefits of being a professional is you are not going to put that fence in unless you're 100% sure it's in the right place. And by pulling permits and looking at the plot plans and the lot lines, you're going to know you put it in the right place. Correct?
Exactly.
Darren, one thing that drives me crazy when I see fences, and beautiful fences, is when I see the actual footing of the fence starting to come out of the ground. And that is so important when installing a fence. Can you explain how T-Buell Superior Fence installs those posts and what's going on with those ones that I'm talking about?
Sure. So a long time ago, for us, the general belief out there used to be that you run the concrete all the way to grade, and that the extra weight of that concrete on the post would help prevent that post heave, or the concrete plug from heaving up out of the ground, which is caused by the freeze-thaw cycle. So years ago, by plan or haphazardly, we discovered that if we stopped the concrete 8 inches below grade and covered and bury that concrete, that 8 inches of frozen ground is way, way stronger than the 8 inches that concrete plug weighs, which is probably, what, 30, 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. 8 inches of frozen ground gives you a lot more resistance to post heave than 8 inches of concrete does. And you're still talking about having 24 to 30 inches of concrete on the bottom of that post. That's, you're probably 200 pounds of concrete down there.
Yeah. Do you ever have to consider whether that fence or those posts are in shade 24/7? Does that matter? Or as long as you go down to the appropriate depth?
It's more significant with a wood product, maybe to a lesser degree in a chain link product. Vinyl doesn't really care whether it's wet, dry, sandy, clay, because vinyl doesn't rot like a wood product does.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. Tiffany, I've seen it. I know you've seen it on houses, and I've also seen it on vinyl fences where they may have a tree on half the vinyl fence and not the other half of the vinyl fence, and you see the fading. Can you speak to that, Tiffany, and how does T-Buell's Superior Fence make sure that doesn't happen? Or if it does, how do you guys warranty that issue?
You're talking about fading on the product itself?
The fading on the product itself. Do you have that issue? Because we've all seen it on other fence products.
So our product comes with a limited lifetime warranty, and that ensures for the vinyl product anyways that, you know, over a course of period of time, you're not going to have this fading to this maximum degree. It's going to all either fade universally where it's all the same, or it's going, you know, if it goes beyond a certain percentage, then you have that warranty that would protect you. But honestly, they've come such a long ways with the UV protection in the vinyl products. That's really not a concern. I haven't had a single customer as of yet call in a warranty on fading at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's quite impressive.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, you know, I think so, it's like a lot of other products. You know, the chemistry gets better and better and better the longer it's out there. Vinyl's really been on the market as a popular product for probably 20 years, and we're installing a product that is a much higher quality product just due to chemistry than what right. was on the market 20 years ago.
Right. Yeah, I remember installing those 20 years ago, the vinyl. They were all vinyl slats, cheap, very cheap looking, but were not cheap.
And, you know, here's the thing about those. If you don't put those posts directly on center, you're going to have issues. That's why you need a professional like T-Buell's Superior Fence. Darren, Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on today. We'll be singing the praises of your company for years to come, and you guys have a great product. Thank you so much, Darren and Tiffany, from T-Buell Superior Fence. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, talk to you soon. Okay, we're going to make this next segment, The Inside Outside, guys, brought to you by a company you've known for many, many years. If you have a case of the house uglies, you want to call Pro Home Improvement. Guys equals 888-654-4897. Taking and in all of your housing questions.
Good morning.
I want to put out real quick the contact information for T-Buell Superior Fence and also read a customer review, which I think says a lot on why people should go with professional. Because if you've ever seen a fence put in by a homeowner or improperly, it's so obvious.
Oh, yeah.
So Very happy with my new fence. I considered doing the job myself. I am glad to say I did not. Not only is the fence itself better than I would have bought at a big box store, but the installation was done far better than I ever could have done. Very fair priced, fantastic job. That's one of their reviews I got online there.
Yeah, and I tell you, I was impressed by when she said she graduated in 2013.
Took over dad's business,
That is really cool.
So, of course, everyone knows you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com, but you can also find them at tbsuperiorfence.com. That's Thomas Bob Superiorfence.com. 248-935-5443.
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about a time back, you know, when I used to do construction years ago. And we were doing a project for one of the police departments. And the police officers were telling us, you know, because we had just finished a fence and we were talking about it. They're like, please tell me you anchored that thing, because I can't tell you how many fences we go to hop chase and criminals and the fence falls out underneath us.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet.
And so, you know, that just popped into my head. I was like, wow.
But even
I can imagine it doesn't happen with them.
Well,
so.
You know, you think of some of the wind events that we have, that we've had just recently.
Just last year.
Yeah, last week or when we had a couple of years ago. If that fence is not properly installed, people can get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
So before we went to break last time, we're talking about home inspections.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I asked you is things you would not have or would have when you bought a home. So let's talk about the roofs. And you said you definitely want a good roof system. If the shingles are bad, that's not going to scare you. But you'll budget for it.
Right.
What kind of things are you going to look for when you go into a attic or you're looking at the roofing system?
Well, usually 90% of them do not have proper ventilation. And
90% of the
attics, attic spaces,
that
roofs.
You respect.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I really believe that unless you get a roofer out there that's going to get into the attic,
they should. Roofing system.
It is. And they should know ventilation. Most of these guys don't. They're shingle layers. You know, they can lay a shingle, and that's about it. When you have a ridge vent system, you know, it's got to bring up air from the soffit air.
As low as possible.
And I can't tell you how many attics I get into that they've put this ridge on, but it's still got a gable vent on the end. So
okay, the ridge vent is the vent that goes on the very peak of the house for people out there listening. Okay.
And then a gable vent goes on the side where your gable, where the triangle is.
Yep.
And so when you have those two systems together, all you're going to do is pull in air, and you're going to vent 2 feet of the attic, and that's it.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
So it should come from the soffits. Well, 9 times out of 10, the soffits are blocked with insulation because they didn't put baffles in to bring up the air. I walk around outside, there's soffit vents all the way around outside.
If you inspect 10 houses, how many houses have that issue?
Probably 7.
How important is that issue for homeowners?
Oh, that's huge.
Huge.
Because without proper ventilation at the attic, you get mold in the attic. Now, mold in the attic isn't necessarily a hazard to people.
Thank you for saying that. Tell people why.
Because you don't breathe your attic air. But mold does cause wood rot and causes other issues. And I tell you the truth, when a home inspector comes in and sees the mold in the attic, they're calling it out. And now you're stuck with having to clean this up.
And it's a deal breaker a lot of instances.
And it is, and it probably shouldn't be, but
I agree with
it
you.
Is.
I agree with
it
you.
It is.
Yeah. One of the consequences of building our houses so tight like we've been building them is less air infiltration in the house, less air movement in the house. And then if someone does not control the humidity, which so many people have no idea how to control the humidity in their house.
Well, and part of that even
goes, see mold.
Goes back to the crawl space issue.
So the stacky effect.
Because this is where mold is a concern. In a crawl space, mold is a concern because everything that's in your crawl space comes up through the house.
Yep.
You breathe it. And I usually can tell you if I do the crawl space last, whether it's a vapor barrier or not, because I'll see the moisture and the mold in the attic from the crawl space.
So you can go up in an attic and say you don't have a vapor barrier in your crawl space.
Absolutely.
And you can tell that from the attic.
Yep.
I want people to really hear that. That is so important because when we're talking about mold, you said it a second ago, mold eats organic, which means it eats your wood.
Yep.
Okay, even though it's up in your attic and it's not going to be as detrimental to your health, that eats your wood, which means it's eating your house.
Yep.
And number two, that mold is traveling, like Terry says, from your crawl space. It's called the stacky effect. Okay. A lot of times it'll come from your basement, traveling all the way up to that attic. That's one of the reasons that people out there have this issue is because when they have the attic access, that's not properly sealed.
No.
It's so
never.
Once
never
again, is. 90% of the time, it's not yeah. properly sealed, and no. it's so easy to properly seal those.
And so when I take my infrared camera, first thing I'm going to see on that attic hatch is a big blue square.
Because the cold air infiltration around mm-hmm. it.
And that's usually going to end up with a worse problem because you've got a lot of air, moist air running warm, going through that one little spot, and it hits that cold attic air and, you know, mold. And I've seen the nails just raining down in the wintertime. You know, because of the temperature difference between the house.
When
and
you
the
say
attic.
Nails raining down, you mean condensation coming off the nails.
Absolutely.
In the attic.
In the attic. In you'll the see little room. Drips through all your insulation of everywhere there's a nail in the roof.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. And you're saying what's the word I'm looking for? The chances are 7 out of 10 houses had those issues out there.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
And most people don't realize that attic insulation is not really a do-it-yourself job.
I agree with you. Well, for the reason you said right there.
Nobody air seals, nobody does. And so, yeah.
If you are going to block your soffit vents, then don't even bother having a ridge vent.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no point.
It's going to do more harm than good.
It is. I would rather see the gable vent on each end because you'll get more ventilation.
That's one of the reasons we tell people who send us emails asking about specific areas like an attic mm-hmm. like this to give you a call. Because they could call you out because you're having moisture in the basement. And then you say, okay, well, I'm here. Let me take a look at your roof. Yep. And you can point these things out to them. Now, let me tell people right now, if what Terry's saying, your ridge vents or your soffit vents are plugged, that's not a big fix.
No.
It's not an expensive fix at all. Oh, it's
baffles are $1 a piece.
And not just that, but you can pull that away from there. Yeah. You can get a tool very gently and pull that away from those soffit vents and get that ventilation going from there. Hey, we're going to have a lot more with the next hour to come of the inside outside guys. We'll be taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS. And if you need anything electrical at your house, whether it's a switch, whether it's a light, whether it's a ceiling fan, so many houses out there need more fans to move the air in their house. Standby generator. We want you to call Lake Point Electric. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the show. The phone number, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your phone calls. Phone lines are open for your housing questions. If you had a chance to look at the Detroit News Homestyle section this weekend, if you went to theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, WJR.com, you name it, you can find the article, The Inside Outside Guys Write, every Friday at the Detroit News Homestyle section. And this week it was about, what do you know, home inspections.
Yeah, it kind of worked out that way.
Yeah, and at the end of it, we actually talked about you, Terry, because like we were saying earlier, we've had a relationship with Terry Russell and Blessed Assurance Home Inspections for years. Bottom line, we trust Terry. If we tell you that Terry's going to come out and take care of it, we trust you, Terry, will come out and take care of it. Although, take care of it is probably the wrong word. To use, how about identify it?
Identify, yeah.
Is that
Yeah, and we've helped a lot of your listeners out over the years for some, you know, things they just couldn't figure out, and we were able to help them out.
Sure, so. Sure. And you know what? Like I said earlier, sometimes when people try to describe something to us in an email, mm-hmm. it's just tough.
And a lot of times it's just simple stuff, and they're scared that it's going to be something worse.
Right. But, you know. Right. Well, an example I use about you and a good friend of ours, Joe Marth from Foundation Solutions 360, was one of our listeners had called a couple companies out to look at her basement because she had a crack. And one of the companies she had called was Foundation Solutions 360. And the two companies said, you know, you have a big problem here. You need to spend tens of thousands of dollars. And Foundation Solutions 360 came in and said, no, you don't. You don't have a problem here. You might need this in a few years from now, but right now it's not a problem. She was thoroughly confused as a homeowner.
Yeah.
She's getting two stories. So she emailed us, and we said, you know what? Get Terry Russell out there. So you went out there. You're like insurance for her. She had to pay a little bit of money for it.
Yeah.
But she saved tens of thousands of dollars, right? Because you probably went out there.
Probably $25,000.
And you confirmed what Joe Marth from Foundation Solutions 360 had to say. She didn't have an issue.
She did not have an issue.
Okay. Okay. And hey, you know what? People need that. Yeah. You know, for all the times, Chuck and I say 90% of the people in the housing industry are honest, good people, just like any industry, mm-hmm. whether it's law enforcement, you name it. The majority of the people are good people. It's the bad ones that give the bad name. And it's unfortunate because I can't tell you how many times in my career people go, "What? I go, nothing. Mm-hmm. It was easy." You don't hear about that.
No.
You know, in the public, you never hear about people doing what you do. You just hear about the bad things. So we were talking about rust before we went and break, and that was one of the things that you had paid the most attention to, or was one of the things you paid most attention to when you bought your last house for your family. And not just because of the financial issues, but, of course, the health issues and everything else that has to go in there. And you mentioned a minute ago that rain was coming from the nails. So if anyone's ever been inside an attic, the very top of the ceiling is called the roof deck. It's the underside of the roof deck. And that's where the nails from the shingles, you see the ends of them. So you got to be careful not to hurt, to poke
your head. Yeah, a little bump cap. Exactly.
So thousands of those protruding through the roof deck. And they were literally individually raining.
Oh, yeah. We see it all the time in the wintertime.
But you make it sound like it's just a matter of fact.
Well, when you have houses that have, you know, 5.5 inches of insulation, and, you know, so you've
where they
should have 18, 20.
Okay.
And you've got light fixtures that aren't sealed. You know, when everybody buys a light fixture and it's got that insulation on the back of it.
Yes.
There's a reason that insulation is there. It's not there to just tear off and put it up.
Not just that, but they actually have domes you can buy inside the attic and put on top of those, which is a really smart thing to do.
Yep. And so, but a lot of time, you know, so you're going to always have the air leaks.
Yep.
You know, because a lot of companies don't go through, and or if you do it yourself, you're not going to seal all those air leaks.
Okay.
But when it comes to, we were talking about the attic hatch, and when it comes to the attic hatch, now you've got energy is always going to take the least path of resistance.
Yeah.
So now you've got a big 2-foot by 2-foot hole in your attic that now all the heat's going right there. And so when you look above that attic hatch and it's not insulated, it's usually black.
And everyone knows what condensation is.
Yep.
Okay. And that makes perfect sense. If all that heat is going to that really cold attic, it's going to go to the steel.
Yep.
Right. He's going to go to the cold.
Yep.
And it's going to condensate. It's going to drip. It's going to pack down your insulation. It's going to make your insulation nasty as can be. It's going to be an environment for critters and bugs at that point. So your opinion, ventilation is one of the most important
things. Ventilation and insulation. You know, they go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
You know, and like I said, it's not a do-it-yourself.
And one of the biggest mistakes, like you said earlier, is people cover up those ridge vents.
Yep.
That's ridge vents. I'm sorry.
The soffit vents.
Soffit vents. Thank you. So many different vents you got to remember in this industry. But the soffit vents. And basically for people, if they walk to the very edge of their house and they have an overhang and they look up and they see all those little holes, that's the venting that the air should be coming up into and then going up out through the ridge vent on the top. If you had those covered up with insulation, would you say 7 out of 10 houses do?
Easily 7 out of 10.
That's crazy, Terry. Yep. That's crazy. 7 out of 10 houses
Most people do it themselves, you know, or they, you know,
Yeah, I did my house. You know, but nowadays you can get the, you can go to a big box store, you can get the bags of insulation.
They'll give you the blower for free
if you buy the bags of insulation. But people, when you go to the big box store and you decide you're going to do this yourself, take a look down the aisle a little bit to something called a baffle, because it's in the same aisle.
Yep.
And it basically, it's the material that
styrofoam
eggshell cartons are made of.
Yep.
And it keeps properly installed. It keeps those baffles clear.
And honestly, I think if people actually called an insulation company, they'd be shocked at how cheap it is to insulate a hammock.
You know what? It's so funny because we get that email a lot. People want to do it themselves. And I said, you know, give Ace Insulation a call, because
now, you'll be surprised. Doing the walls and the other stuff, that gets a little more expensive. But for
because homeowners can't do that.
Correct.
And homeowners shouldn't do that.
But for attic spaces, you'd be surprised how cheap it really is.
Yeah.
And you have peace of mind that it's done right.
So here's a question. I just bought a brand new home. I'm moving into a brand new build. I don't need a home inspector, do I?
No. That's up to you. Well,
but you tell me, what kind of things have you seen in brand new homes?
So we just did a brand new build. Inspected a brand new build.
Okay.
2023 build. Nobody's lived in it yet. Brand new.
No one's got C of O.
C of O has not been offered on it yet. And, I guess we'll probably have to talk about that when we get back.
Okay, we're talking to Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections. If you have any questions, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. If you have some basement issues, if you have some foundation issues, if you need a crawl space encapsulated, and you can hear our voice anywhere in the state of Michigan, you want to call Michigan's largest foundation and waterproofing company out there, and that company is Foundation Systems of Michigan. Good morning and welcome back to the show. Taking your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. We're talking to Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspection, who graciously accepted to sit in for the inside guy, Chuck Bridenstine, who's taking a well-deserved vacation. Before we went to break, Terry, just real quick, just before we go there. You've been a team partner now, the inside outside guys, for 10 years at least, plus.
At least 10 years, yeah.
Helped out probably hundreds of our listeners over the years.
Yep.
And never have we ever had anything or heard anything but positive things about you from any of our listeners that you've helped out over the years. And I've told this story many times, and I've done this so many times when people have a specific issue, whether it be mold, whether it be moisture, they have a hard time describing it on air. We recommend for you to go out and take a look.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I want to make clear to people too, because we want to make sure people understand that a good home inspector is not just for a real estate deal. Calling a good home inspector in once every 10 years to your house to be able to listen, that's scary for some people. We understand that.
Yeah. Well, and even to get the age of your furnace.
There you go.
I mean, because what people think they put it in usually is about twice the age it really is.
Yeah, you're right. So. You're right. But one thing we always tell people too is if you're going to get a home inspector, we get a lot of emails from dads and moms whose kids are buying houses. And we understand it. We love it because I'm the same way. I was the same way.
But dads aren't home inspectors, though.
What's that?
Dads are not home inspectors.
No, they're not. But one of the suggestions we give people is before they call you out to do their own home inspection first. Mm-hmm. Schedule a time where you, as a potential buyer, can walk around the house with a clipboard and write down anything that they may see. Do, yep. do you appreciate that when you get there, if you have a list like that?
I do. Yeah. Okay. You know, that makes it a little easier.
Makes it a little easier, and another set of eyes doesn't hurt, does it?
For sure.
So what I said earlier about a new house, you know, Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, they often joke about how people don't think they need an air duct cleaning when they have a new construction house. Yeah. And we say right back to people, well, yeah, you definitely do, for one reason. Contractors are slobs.
So the first thing I do in a new construction is I take the cover off the furnace.
Okay.
And I take my finger and I write right on the metal, dirty. And take a picture of it and say, get this clean, because this is all drywall dust that's going through your system. So every new
or
house.
Or McDonald's needs- or cigarette butts. Yeah. All yep. that stuff.
Every new house needs their ducts cleaned immediately after. I mean, because the drywall dust is drywall dust is everywhere.
Right.
So it definitely you want to get that out of your system right away.
I mean, healthy air is the most important thing.
For sure. Without Absolutely.
Doubt. I mean, we talk about mold. If there's mold anywhere in your house, you're not breathing healthy air.
Right. But gypsum's not good for your lungs either. So.
No, not at all. Not at all. So the difference when I say to myself, I got a brand new house, I don't need a home inspection. Why do I need a home inspection? Tell people, you said you had inspected one just recently.
Yeah, it was $1.2 million house. And it had the hardy board siding on it. And, you know, that's the cement siding that looks
great product
when it's installed properly. Unfortunately, most guys that install it are the rough carpenters. Don't care about finish.
You're right.
You know, it's caulk and paint. Can fix it and
yeah, tube trim.
And so as I'm looking at this $1.2 million house, you know, that
in a beautiful neighborhood,
yeah, I mean, okay, not where I would normally expect a $1.2 million house.
So it was more house than the
yeah.
Okay.
You know, but you know, that's the market now. Things are expensive. But you know, the nails and the siding, you know, realistically, you're supposed to have very minimal nails in this hardy board siding.
You shouldn't be able to see them.
And it shouldn't, you know, definitely don't want to drive the nails past the face. And so once you do that, it opens it up for water to get in.
Sure.
You know, there was things like wood trim around windows that had waffle marks in it from the rough framing hammers that were, you know.
Waffle marks.
Okay, so if you ever look at a rough hammer, it looks like a meat tenderizer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, and I've had a few fingers tenderized by those hammers. Sure. If you hit a piece of wood with it, it leaves a mark.
Right.
So,
and that is a big mistake that people, and you know what? I got to think, Terry, in today's economy where they may not be able to find a finished carpenter, or the finished carpenter 2 weeks out, and the rough carpenter's here saying, I could take care of that for you.
Yeah, but even the project, that's something the project manager
I agree, but that's when you catch that, you know, them cutting things that should be cut very detailed.
Yeah.
With the chainsaw.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, a rough carpenter does not usually carry a jigsaw on site.
Right, that's true.
So
right.
They're cutting siding, they're using a circular saw. Well, when you cut a groove in siding, it's always going to be bigger than because the circular saw is not going to do the cut.
Right.
And so one of the cuts, you could see a big saw mark in it. And I'm like, you know, and it cuts around where the electrical boxes, big old.
And that's new construction.
Brand new construction, $1.2 million house.
Do you think that's anything that a homeowner would notice?
No.
No.
And like even with that hardy back siding, a lot of it is, you know, there's got to be flashings at every joint.
Let me interrupt you, but tell people how important this is, because if it's not done properly, there's no warranty.
There's no warranty on it. Yeah.
And that's not an inexpensive product.
It's one of
the more expensive products.
And the problem is with these new constructions, the rough carpenters are putting this on when the walls are laid to the ground, which is fine. You know, you can do it.
It's a heavy wall.
But it has to be done right. And, you know, I started as a rough carpenter. So I know the mentality of most rough carpenters.
Right.
You know,
get it done. Get it done.
It's, you know, fast.
Right.
You know, and typically we're not going to report on, you know, cosmetic stuff.
Okay.
But when it affects the warranty of the product, you know, and when it does, you know, we're going to see that, you know.
And did you point that out?
I did.
how did the homeowners, the potential
buyers? They were kind of surprised when I pointed all the, you know, they knew, they saw a little bit of it, but then once I took them around and we showed them all the.
Because you as a home, inspector, or let me take this, not necessarily you, because I know your ethics, mm-hmm. but so many home inspectors have to walk a fine line.
They do.
A very, very fine line.
And we all do.
I know you do. I know you, but I know you, Terry. And here's what I'm saying for the listeners out there. If Terry Russell, or let's say Joe's home inspection, goes to every inspection he has, let's say he has 10 inspections in a week, and 9 of those inspections point out problems that break the deal, that break the real estate deal, well, Joe's inspection is going to be known as a deal breaker.
Yeah.
And he's not going to get the business at right. that point.
But and a lot of that goes to the way the person talks.
The person.
The home inspector that's on the job.
Okay.
You know, not every job needs to be killed, but we need to put it into perspective, these issues we find.
We just had an email where a gentleman sent us an email, and it said, I got a home inspection, and then he had all these different extra costs associated with the home inspection. It was not you that did it. And I sent that email to you, and I said, is this normal? Because one of the issues was termites. They wanted to charge you more for termites. Mm-hmm. Termites aren't very prevalent here in Michigan. We'll talk about that when we get back and break. But if by any chance, some people do have termites. If you have termites, you have carpenter ants. Let me tell you, that will be a deal breaker. So if you see any of those kind of critters around your house, we have a great, great, great company for you to call. It's Rove Pest Control, R-O-V-E, Rove Pest Control. We have the answers for the next half an hour.
And I'm not Chuck.
No, you're not Chuck. No, Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections. But if you want to give us a call, any and all your housing questions, 888-654-4897. You can also go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com 24/7. A couple things that people need to know about the InsideOutsideGuys.com. If you hear something on the show and you're driving, please don't write it down while you're driving. Go to our email address, send us an email, say, you know, I heard Terry from Blessed Assurance talk about this, or how do I get Terry's name and address? Well, of course, he's on the website anyway. But anything that you hear, please just send us an email. We'll make sure to get back with you as well. Also, special offers page. If you call one of our team partners, after you make an appointment with them, go to our special offers page and take a look. So many of our team partners have some offers that save our listeners money. Mm-hmm. And all they got to do is print out the coupon when they're there, or maybe show it to them on their mobile phone once they get to the house, and they can save money there as well.
Excellent.
Last thing I want to mention is the Inside Outside Guys are going to be having a networking event for contractors and housing professionals only on March 22nd between 4:30 and 6:30 at the MacFarlane Painting headquarters on Schoolcraft Road in Livonia. If you are interested in going as a professional, Terry, we talked about how important networking is.
I plan to be there. So. And
this is going to be a great networking event for housing professionals. RSVP at the InsideOutsideGuys.com or the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. We look forward to seeing you there. Before we went to break, I mentioned the email that we got, Chuck and I received recently from someone who had a home inspection done. And it was a base price, probably $450, $500 home inspection. And then there were a lot of add-ons. Radon inspection.
Yeah, which
pest inspection, furnace, individual furnace inspection. You know what those are. When I saw them, there were a couple in there that I said, you know, you don't need, depending on the area you are at. let's talk about that. Let's talk sure. about let's talk about radon for a second.
Okay? Sure.
If I'm in Ann Arbor,
yes.
Are you going to?
Yes, you need radon and testing in Ann Arbor.
Okay. If I'm in Port Huron,
yes.
In Port Huron as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there are many areas in Southeast Michigan where radon is not very prevalent. So you're going to tell me every place needs a radon. Every house needs it.
Honestly, I mean, there's some areas that are a little less known, but I've been finding all of a sudden with the way construction has been changing our ground makeup.
Oh, really?
I've been finding radon in Royal Oak. I've been finding high levels in Royal Oak, high levels in Berkeley. These are areas that never used to be
you're
high
right.
radon.
You're right. And you look at the radon map in Michigan. I don't even think they come up at highlights. They may now.
They do now.
But in the past.
Yeah, but most of Southeast Michigan comes up high on the radon map.
The border counties are the yeah. highest. They've always been yeah. the highest in Michigan.
And anything near water now tends to be higher.
Okay.
You know, it's a ground makeup. You know, a lot of these newer houses, you know, like the ones we're finding in Royal Oak and the newer houses that are tighter.
Yeah, right.
But the ground has changed. So whether it's freeway construction or it's new oh, yeah. home construction, you know, radon's trapped beneath the bedrock, and as it decays, it turns into a gas and it gets through the cracks in the bedrock. So the ground makeup has definitely been changing over the since I've started doing this.
So what percentage of your home inspections for new homes require a radon inspection?
Required.
No one requires.
No. Ann Arbor, and you've got to put a new build has to put a passive system in.
Okay.
Some of the jurisdictions are doing that, and then if it does become a bigger issue, then they'll have to put a non-passive, which is a fan activated system.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah. But no, it's now honestly, you know, if I was going to do my home inspection and I could only afford a few tests, I would do a sewer scope.
Great way to put it.
Okay. You know,
do what?
I would do a sewer scope before I'm going to do a radon inspection.
Okay.
So,
because, I mean, do you trust the radon inspections, the radon inspection kits that homeowners can get themselves?
No, I don't trust those.
You don't trust those?
Okay. No, I've got electronic equipment that tells me to the hour what's going on in that basement. You know, I can click on my phone and I can tell you what your radon report is while it's testing.
How many basement has zero? Any have zero?
None
have zero.
None. If my machine tells me zero, I know there's a problem.
Interesting.
You know, so.
If it tells you 3.8, are you going to bring that to the attention of
absolutely.
Homeowner?
So the EPA recommends anything above 4 be mitigated. Now, radon.
4 picocuries.
4 right. picocuries. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. It's a long-term effect, though. And the remediation cost is cheap. You know, you're talking $1,000 and it's done.
For a system. And a lot of times, not even that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I reckon if someone sends us an email and says we have a reading of 5, a lot of times a homeowner can get that down by themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but even putting a system in is not expensive. Whereas, so if I go in and we're going to do a sewer scope and I find there's a problem in the sewer,
what kind of problem?
$4,000.
What kind of problem would you find in a sewer?
Well, we always, you know, typically, you know, like in the Detroit area, everything's clay. So we find tree roots. So we try, you know, and tree roots does not necessarily mean the system's bad. You know, they get in at the joints, but we find bellies and pipes. We find broken pipes. We find
blockages.
We find connections. We find some of the Orangeburg plumbing that was basically tar paper that was used after the war.
Yeah.
And so those are big expenses. So, you know, if you can only choose one or the other, I would get a sewer scope by far.
Okay.
You know, if the sewer has to be repaired and it's under the road, you got to pay. That's $20,000 because you got to pay to put the road back. So,
yeah,
you know, that's one. If you're going to do one of the two, you know, one of the tests we offer, I would almost say that. If you're looking at a house with a chimney with a fireplace, get the chimney scan because, you know, we have a camera that we can do a chimney inspection with. It's a $5,000 camera.
So, if you inspect 10 chimney flue liners,
mm-hmm.
so you go up the top of the chimney and you lower that camera down
do it
in
from the
chimney.
Bottom up.
Okay.
So
how many of them are going to need work on
10.
Work on? 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 on a masonry chimney.
That was built years ago.
Yep.
10 out of 10 are going to need
10 are going to need
why?
Kind of work. Usually there's gaps in the liners.
That's probably the main issue.
That's the main issue. You know, they're just, I mean, construction codes have changed. We've seen, do yourself a favor. If you're looking at a house with a chimney on it, Google a chimney fire and see what comes up.
Right.
It's the scariest thing you'll ever see.
Right. Right.
And, you know, the smoke and fire gets in behind those liners and
you can't fight that.
Yeah. And the creosote, you know, that's unburnt fuel. So as soon as that ignites again, it's like jet fuel. And, you know, it can be scary. So if you're going to have a fire burning, now, you know, some of the options, you could change it to a gas burning, you know, clean it, change it to a gas burning. It's not as bad.
Right.
But when you have a wood burning fireplace and you're going to use it, get that inspection.
Well, you know, I think about something like a backdraft. That's nothing you're going to be able to tell people for the most part of it, that they're going to have a backdraft.
Usually there's evidence. So if you look on the
black and you'll see the soot above the firebox is what you're saying.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you what, so many people say, I've always wanted a natural fireplace. Yep. I love a natural fireplace until the first time they get smoked out.
Yep.
And then what happens is they don't use that fireplace anymore. They think there's something wrong with it. They think there's something dangerous. There's not a masonry fireplace out there that can't be made to burn a fire safely.
Correct.
Right.
And then a lot of times people will paint the insides of the firebox. I have no idea what kind of paint they used on that. Yeah. Is it gonna flare up the minute you light the? I mean, you know, you shouldn't paint those. And
right.
You know, so yeah, that's.
So, how many different kinds of cameras do you have?
So we have a chimney camera. We have sewer scope cameras. I have a drone camera for roofs that I can't get on top of. I have a robot for the crawl space we talked about earlier that. You know, so we can see underneath houses.
Okay.
I've got cameras that can fit on a little pole. I mean,
very cool.
Yeah, it's just
all the bells.
We have infrared cameras, so you know.
Tell me if this statement is true. If I put an in-home mold test kit in my house myself, I go find one at a big box store.
Yep,
it's going to come back positive.
Absolutely, every time.
Every time.
Those are designed by a company for home inspectors or mold professionals to come in and give you a test. That's all they were ever designed for. Basically, it's a petri dish they give you. You sit it out in the open, and every house has mold in it. So as soon as
– say that again.
Every house has some kind of mold in it.
Okay.
So this petri dish will grow mold, and you'll look at that, and you'll say, oh, man, there's fuzzy. I got to freak out. You know.
Yeah.
So the next step it tells you on the package is to call the mold professional and get a test done.
So you do a mold test?
I do.
Okay. Yep. And they all come back positive?
There's always something. There's always mold in them.
What is your advice to the homeowner? What do you do then? Do you go out and do you try to find the mold? I mean, because you're going to find spores, okay?
Well, it depends what the – now, ours goes to a lab. So we know what each spore is on that.
You can identify the individual mold. So if it's a Stachybotrys – because here's the thing. People go, I got black mold. Yeah, that mold, that's mold, and it's black, but it's not Stachybotrys.
Not necessarily.
Go ahead.
But yeah, the lab we use can break everything down for us. You know, we can know if there's a water problem going on, you know, and things like that, so we can try to address that mold problem.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And you mentioned the fear. I mean, that really people do sell on that.
Well, and you know, mold professionals, it's like, oh, well, you got this kind of mold. We're going to have to fix this, and it's going to cost this, and, you know, that's another $1,000.
And you said it right. Every house has mold.
Yep.
Every house has mold because
if leave your bread on the counter for a week.
There you go. It's the better the bread, the faster the mold.
Correct.
All right. However, downstairs, you have a stack of newspapers in the corner of your basement that got wet.
Yeah, that's
to buy a drain.
Yep.
You've got a sump pump.
Yep. And sometimes when we get a high mold levels, it is a matter of cleaning the basement. You know, there's boxes laying on the ground. There's, you know, and so sometimes it's a matter of that, maybe running an air scrubber to help get rid of it. But
yeah. And why would people have mold in their basements? Why would they have moisture in their basement? Should they freak out and go call a foundation company? Well, maybe you should look at the grade around your house and then look at your gutters. Mm-hmm. And if your gutters are properly pitched, if they're pulling away from the house in any way, you know whether you have old gutters, you want to get new gutters, you want it from a professional company that's been doing it for so many years and making the inside outside guys, listeners, happy. you want to hire Christian's Gutters. Guys. You can also send us an email at theinsideoutsideguys.com. We have Terry Russell sitting in for the Inside Guy. Chuck Bryden signed this morning. We're talking about housing in your house and getting a lot of great advice on how to take care of your house. The article in the Detroit News home section, homestyle section this week in Detroit News was just that, about home inspections, how to find the right home inspector. And Terry was also mentioned in that article as well. As far as home inspection goes, how busy are you, by the way? I mean, you were crazy a couple years ago.
We were crazy. I know. We're slowed down a little bit right now, but I expect to be in the next weeks to be slammed again.
Crazy again? Seasonal more than anything else?
Yeah. I mean, this year we've had some, you know, interest rate stuff. And,
sure.
You know, sure. Shortage, all that kind of good stuff all mixed together. But, people are starting to realize that. A 2% interest rate isn't normal, so we're starting to get back into what a normal market is.
Not just that, but I do believe they're going to come down again, and when they come down again, people know the refinancing options are there.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever see 2% again, though.
But, you know what? I'm not even going to pretend that I have any business comment on something like that because I don't. One thing we haven't had a chance to talk about is masonry and masonry on the house and how important it is to keep up to date with the masonry on your house. You must see it all the time.
Oh, yeah, I mean, because, well, we see, you know, a lot of tuck point in issues, you know. Anywhere there's a crack in the masonry, you're going to get water into the house. So,
I don't think there's anything on the house that, once it starts to go, is as important, maybe besides the roof, to get fixed any faster. Because with masonry, once a problem starts, we've always called it cancer on the house.
Yep.
Because it spreads like a tumor.
Well, once the water gets in behind it, then we get the cold weather.
It freezes.
Bases start popping off bricks.
And so many people out there, so many homeowners look up at their chimney and go, yeah, I got a problem with the chimney. But that's up there.
Yeah.
I don't need to worry.
Until it's not.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't need to worry about it. And people, when it comes to masonry issues, if you hit those issues early, you will save thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yep.
So if it's an individual brick missing on a chimney, you know, a company like Brickworks can come out and they can replace those individual bricks that have to come out.
Well, and then you also, a lot of these older homes that are brick, they may or may not have any kind of waterproofing behind them. There could be tar paper or there's not tar paper.
And so many of these old, historic, beautiful houses in the city of Detroit and Grosse Pointe, you name it, they have those big, beautiful porches that come out with those big pillar porches on the side and the steps. And in the industry, the two parts that get ruined first are your chimneys and your porches because those don't have overhangs on them, which I wanted to mention. How important is the overhangs on the house?
Overhangs are super important. Yep. I mean, gutters are good, you know, but if you can have a 2-foot overhang, you know, it's going to give you good shade. It's going to keep the water away from your house, you know, so it helps.
Oh, was that off? Sometimes. Apologize about that, guys. Overhangs on the house we were talking about.
Yeah. Love technology.
love technology. We're good. 888-654-GUIDES. If you have any questions, let's talk about, when we talk about the masonry, we talk about the gutters, we talk about, you know, the plug gutters. You must see stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
How much damage do you see? I told people last week the Inside Outside guys are committing to doing the 1 hour maintenance for everybody. How much of that do you see that if people just spent an hour around their house a week, how much more they can maintain their house and save themselves money?
A lot. Because these little things like clogged gutters, you know, you end up with rotted woods, you end up with things that back up into the house. You know, I mean, they're just little repairs you can do, you know. And if you can't get on a gutter or ladder to clean the gutter, hire a handyman to do it.
Really? Do you know a good handyman?
Well.
You know, it's funny because Chuck and I know good handyman.
We hire somebody at your church that's comfortable on a ladder and clean
there
your
you gutter go. Out. Oh, there you go.
You know.
Church is a great option to try to find those kind of people as well. But handyman is one of the hardest things for us to refer nowadays, because if you call a handyman on Monday morning, they'll tell you, yeah, we can get out there on the 17th at 2 o'clock, and that's the 17th of July at 2 o'clock. That's how busy they all are right now. So important that if you call these kind of people that you make sure you find the right people. Because, Terry, what's the saying goes? Jack of all trades, master of none. But finish that. I believe it's but better than being a master of none. Okay, something like that. Which there are guys out there that know, better than being a master of none. There are guys out there that know can do multiple things around the house. And you know what? Here's the thing about handyman companies is they've got people that just do masonry.
Yep.
And they've got people that just do gutters. And they got people that just repair roofs. So if you're able to get a mason, you're lucky. Yeah. Do me a favor, bud. Put out your contact information.
Sure. So our website is blessedassurancehi.com. We offer 24-hour scheduling there. Our phone number is 248-722-4288. And we're also we have two locations now. So if you call that number, you can schedule with either. But we're in Livingston County in Fowlerville. And we're also still in Madison Heights also. So.
Okay. And that's a long way between those two. Where will you go? I mean, what's your geographical area that you'll...
Well, we used to do 75 miles outside of Madison Heights. Now we're going to do 75 miles outside of Madison Heights and 75 miles outside of the Fowlerville area. So
sounds like to me, most people who can hear our voice can get Terry Russell
for Blessed
Assurance. And again, I want to let people know you do not have to have a real estate deal to call Terry and Blessed Assurance. It's a great idea. You can come out. When you inspect somebody, tell them what they're going to get real quick. We only got seconds left. When you inspect someone's house, what are they going to get from you?
Well, they're
going to
get a comprehensive idea of what's going on with their home.
Okay. You
know, we're going to go from the roof to the basement.
The street to the back fence.
Yeah. Well, maybe not the fences as well. You know, but they're going to know what's going on with their house. You know, they're going to know the things that I see are the things that more than likely the home inspector is going to see if they're going to sell the house or... You know, they're going to know what needs. They're going to walk away with a list of things.
It's an emailed report, correct? It's an
emailed report.
And it goes over everything that you've taken a look at the house.
Yep.
The individual extra options that are available.
Yeah, it's color-coded. So, you know, this is an emergency fix. This is maintenance-type stuff. This is, you know, so our reports are easy to read.
So people can literally print those pictures out. It's like Dave Ramsey. You know, he talks about your bills. Start with the easiest one, the least expensive one, and get rid of it. The same deal when it comes to what you can do for homeowners out there.
For sure. Now, if you see some of the red stuff, you know, obviously that stuff you may want to do right away. But, yeah, we can handle all that.
Well, you've given people a lot of great information today, unfortunately, I guess. Finally got a call, but we don't have time to get it. We apologize, Bill from Royal Oak. But before you sell a house, that's Bill's question for Royal Oak. We didn't talk about that. Thank you, Bill. Before people sell a house, if you think you're going to sell a house in 6 months or a year from now, that's a great time to get an inspection.
It is. And our market is
a pre-sell inspection.
Yeah, and our market's definitely changing a lot. It's not the seller's market that it was. So it's a good idea to know what's going to be on your house when it comes time to sell it, because the buyer's inspector is probably going to find it.
That makes perfect sense.
And it's easier to take care of ahead of time, costs a whole lot more when it needs to be an emergency.
I mean, how many people out there wanted to get something fixed in their house and it sat that way for 10 years until just before they're about to sell it, they fix it?
Yeah, I did the same thing.
I'm sure you did. Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections, thank you very much for coming out with
us
today.
Thank you.
Taking over for Chuck today. We greatly appreciate it. Daniel and Dave back in the studio. Thank you so much. Tiffany and Darren from T. Buell Superior Fence. We appreciate you guys coming on. I want to remind everyone during the week, if you need anything from your home, anything for your home, and we mean anything for your home, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day. Thank you. Bye-bye.